With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Debate over how to lower property taxes is revealing political divides at the Montana legislature. GOP lawmakers have been hesitant to move forward Governor Greg Gianforte's key policy. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Republican Representative Lou Jones of Conrad asked lawmakers to consider his property tax proposal based on its content, not politics.
I get that some folks might be angry with me and just vote against this bill because I'm the sponsor.
Jones, who is an ally of Governor Gianforte, is known to buck GOP party leadership at times. He's carrying House Bill 231, which would lower taxes for primary Montana residents and small businesses while raising taxes on second homeowners, big businesses, and agricultural lands. Gianforte called on lawmakers to pass the proposal as quickly as possible, but they're also looking at other options, including some from Democrats. An ethics investigation and political infighting are also competing for their attention. On the Montana Talks radio show, Gianforte criticized lawmakers for not working quicker.
I just wish the legislature could focus on getting the work done for the people of Montana.
Republican leaders rebuked that characterization, saying the proposal deserves careful consideration. Lawmakers are also considering a competing bill from Democratic Representative Mark Thane of Missoula. The State House of Representatives advanced both bills on Wednesday, but Thane's bill got 15 more votes than the one backed by Gianforte and Jones. Thane says the tax structure needs a rebalance.
No additional money flowed into residential property owners' pockets. Yet overnight, the property tax burden increased significantly.
Thane's proposal would create a straightforward, tiered property tax structure that would increase rates for higher property values. It would exempt the first $50,000 of any property and shift a higher burden onto big businesses. Agricultural lands would see a lower tax rate. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.